إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا.
Surely, the state of triumph awaits the God-fearing.
حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا.
Gardens and vineyards.
وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا.
And youthful maidens of like age.
وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا.
And an overflowing cup.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا.
Therein they shall hear no idle talk, nor any falsehood.
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
A recompense from your Lord and an ample reward. A recompense from your Lord and an ample reward. The words, a recompense from your Lord and an ample reward, convey the sense that the God-fearing will not simply receive due recompense for their good deeds. In addition, God will also bestow upon them a special reward, one that will be ample.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا.
From the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and of that which is between them, the most merciful Lord, before whom none dare utter a word. The most merciful Lord, before whom none dare utter a word.
This refers to what will happen on the Day of Judgment when all have been brought to the plain of gathering and reckoning will be in progress. Awe will overwhelm everyone, so much so that none, whether they dwell on earth or heavens, will be able to utter a word in God's presence, nor will they dare to interfere in the reckoning to which all will be subject.
يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا.
The day when the spirit and the angels are ranged row on row, none shall speak save he whom the merciful Lord will permit, and he too will speak what is right. The day when the spirit,
the word spirit here stands for Gabriel, the very high position which God invested him with, called for his being mentioned independently of all the other angels.
ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا.
That day is sure to come, so let him who will seek a resort with his Lord.
إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا.
Lo, we warn you of a chastisement near at hand, the day when a man will look on what his own hands have sent forth, and the unbelievers shall say, Oh, would that I were utter dust!